This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of December 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our weekly countdown. Every week, 52 weeks a year, Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to bring us through the things that they have researched, the stories. We were just talking off the air about our week. This is Christmas weekend when this program airs. Next week, we'll do a year-end review. And James Collins, who is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, said probably the end-of-the-year review isn't going to look much different than the weeks because they haven't changed a lot. This has been, there have been things, the nuance has changed somewhat, Michael, but there still is a lot of the sameness, like January 6th. That's been with us pretty much all year, right?
January 6th has been with us for 2 years.
You
know, we've already had a January 6th since January 6th.
Since January 6th.
Yeah, right, right.
And we're soon to have another January 6th, yes.
Whereas the stories stay, the basic stories do stay on the survey, what I found in the last year, two, three, in terms of a trend, is that there are more major stories going on at once than we usually had back in the day.
What would be an example of that?
Well, you have the Trump situation on January 6th, everything about him. The economy is a major issue. The Russia-Ukraine war would be a dominant topic in days gone by. That would be in the headlines every single day as a major, major pressing issue. The immigration issue would be a major, major issue and maybe nothing else for a while. But we have so many crises going on simultaneously that you have to practice multitasking if you're a reporter.
All right, so you've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've been, but I always appreciate your observation because they're usually more astute than mine are because you have a different, more analytical way of looking at all of these things and would think of a lot of the ins and outs of a story more so than the average person.
That's my job.
That's just the way your mind, well, it's also the way your mind works. That's why it's a good, it is a good job for you because your mind works in that direction. I've been around you a lot. Obviously, over the last 30 years, and so I've gotten used to you being able to take things and just on the spur of the moment. This is what makes for good talk radio as much as anything else. How do you take apart some of these things so it doesn't sound the same day in and day out? How do you deal with Trump in terms of whatever the issue of the day is? Because it just seems that I'm getting from people on comments that we get for social media on the Good Day program, that people are just tired of Trump. They're tired of hearing his name. They're tired of the nonsense. There are the hardcore Trumpers, the mega gagas, who love him and they'll follow him, you know, into a tornado. But for the most part, this stuff is wearing thin on people. That's what I get. And you see it in the Republican Party, too. As far as that's concerned, more and more people that are the longtime Republicans are just saying, you know what, enough of this guy. Time to dump him. He's distracting from the real message, and he's a fool. Now, whether that's true or it isn't true.
Okay, so my mind reacts to what you just said slightly differently, but basically the same. Yes, support for Trump is on the wane. Interest in Trump, though, is not. I don't think people are tired of Trump. I think people are entertained by Trump. I think entertainment is the bottom line of all of this. What's interesting, really? What's fascinating. And I think that the Trump haters and the Trump people, you know, people in the Republican Party who are negotiating how to deal with Trump, or conservative talk show hosts who are trying to figure out how do I please my audience, those that love Trump and those that are getting tired of him. But I think that the interest in Trump, interest in him, remains the same, or we wouldn't be talking about him. You see, radio broadcasters. Right, radio broadcasters have an inherent skill, all the way back to the beginning of radio, at feeling the pulse of what's interesting to people. And radio research has always been very strong in that regard. It's a grassroots type of a thing. So as long as we're still talking about Trump, it's because we feel in our bones that there's interest in him. And
but
there is.
It's not going to get him elected. It's just going to get people to listen.
Exactly. And that's this is going to work against Trump, in my opinion. This is my personal opinion. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
That people are going to follow his demise, every juicy molecule of it.
Yeah.
His downfall will be talked about as much as his rise.
What a shame. He's a human being.
Oh.
Somebody loves him. The fact that he's created this his own mess, perhaps, I feel sorry for the guy. Maybe I'm silly, but I do. I feel sorry for the guy.
Wow, I feel sorry for all the people whose lives he's destroyed.
Well, that's also true. Yeah, he's a horrible cretin when it comes to this sort of thing, but yet he's never really been. It's like the kid
understood. All right, now step back. Now put on your Michael Harrison hat.
Yep.
What percentage of our listeners right now, when I said I feel sorry for all the lives he's destroyed, how many people you said that's BS?
That he deserved it.
He's a good guy. How dare that liberal Harrison, Democrat, that guy from the Democrat Party. What do you really... Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like, okay, what's the gut-level response to all of these propositions?
And, all right, let's do the story list because we could stick with this pretty much for the whole...
I love any opportunity to talk about Trump, because I think that you can get ratings just saying Trump. Okay, here are the stories. Number 10, Trump. Number 9, Trump. Number 8, Number 10.
That could be next week when we do the year in review.
Yeah. Severe Christmas weather, number 10. Number 9, Russia-Ukraine war and Zelensky comes to Congress. Number 8, McCarthy's speaker bid. Number 7, the Arizona election challenge. Border security, which is another way of saying immigration, at number 6. The spending bill at number 5. The economy at number 4. Number 3, the January 6th committee actions. The Twitter files issue at number 2. And number 1, Trump. The taxes, Trump, the criminal Trump. Referral.
So Jennifer Horn, who does the Talk Radio Review with me, which is the accompanying hour to the countdown, when we got there, I asked her about January 6th. Well, we were just talking about January 6th. And she said, she has such a great sense of humor. She said, spoiler alert, it's Trump's fault. How much money have they spent? The reality here checks in. How much time, how much money has been wasted on these people as they wring their hands together? We all knew what was going to come out of this. It doesn't mean that it was all right by any stretch of the imagination. It was a horror show for the damage that was done, not only to the Capitol building, but to the idea of protesting. It hurt. I'm a great believer in protests. We need to be expressing ourselves as to the vagaries of this, some of the silliness in this country, like border security, which is number 6. We should be protesting that all day long, every day, because it's affecting you and me more. I bet you on that list, when you pick it apart, Michael, if I asked you which one of these 10 stories affects the average person more than any other, what would you say?
Severe Christmas weather.
Okay, that's a good answer. Actually, this week, the weather outside is frightful.
There's a point to that.
So
Okay, playing the game of, we're news junkies, I would say the economy.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, see, I thought border security, because it's the biggest...
Oh, I don't think anybody outside of the people living in the border states gives it a spark of thought.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, people list.
Okay, people list, real fast. That guy Fried, Sam Bankman Fried, is 10.
That guy.
That Fried guy. This week we established how to pronounce his name. Yeah. And then what I'm trying to figure out is how to spell Zelensky's name. Is it with 2 Y's or 1 Y? It drives me crazy as an editor. Vladimir Zelensky and Vladimir Putin are number 9. Hunter Biden, which ho-hum, at number 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Kevin McCarthy at 6. Carrie Lake. There's a piece of work. She's sort of the Sidney Powell of this era.
What an outrage.
Number five, number four, Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson. Number three, Elon Musk and Jim Baker. Number two, Donald Trump. And number one, Joe Biden.
All right. So back to Hunter Biden and the ho-hum there. This has been a perfect example in my mind of how the use of Teflon here, and for whatever the reason, this guy, this kid, this man.
This kid.
What is he?
50?
He's Joe Biden's kid, yeah. But he's dirty. And you can see it, you can smell it, you can sense it, you know. But it doesn't stick to his father. His father is able to get around it and talk his way through it or whatever it is. But it's obvious to me anyway, and I don't spend a lot of time talking about these things on the Good Day program. But from a personal point of view, this guy is a sleaze. And is there money flowing from him into his father's bank account? I would bet that probably that's the case. Or there's a trust somewhere set up. But, you know, the fact that this... you almost wonder about the news media's motivation in these sorts of stories, because the more they, you know, kind of stretch it out, the more people, okay, then we're gonna, well, let's find out about Hunter Biden today. Turn to page six. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact is, from my view, politics is now a matter of electing the less sleazier person.
Right.
I mean, is that how we decide now whose son is a sleazebag and who might be on the take? They're all on the take. Yeah. They're all sleazes. If that's all we talk about, then we're going to kind of sink into the muck of being a national reality show.
Do you think Liz Cheney is on the take?
I don't know enough about Liz Cheney. I she's kind of an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly know that her father was a
bad scurrilous, guy.
A scurrilous
bad,
character.
Bad guy. Yep.
And you know, maybe the ghost of Christmas past came to Liz Cheney and said, "Here's your opportunity, Liz, to get on the right side of history."
Okay. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Tahiti. Debo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. You're listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the stories. You can find them listed every week at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. So we have the story list, the people list. As you talked about, number 10, the severe weather. I was thinking about the environment and how people, as we talk often, of how folks can take a subject and they can twist it around and find so many different ways, interesting ways, to talk about the issue. And I know that a lot of people want to blame, play the blame game, and all this weather, it's global warming, it's climate change, and don't you realize that we have to do something about it? And then if you really think about it, and an astute host is going to look at this and say, well, wait a minute, let's take this apart a little bit without it being too professorial and understand that, yeah, we're contributing to it, but you don't think this has gone on before? This planet is almost 5 billion years old. Wow. And, you know, you look at the whole, am I being too philosophical? This is too heavy.
No. I agree with you. My response is it all comes down to whether the host uses the news to further the left-right political agenda. Mm-hmm. Or the left-right political agenda is just one aspect of the bigger conversation. And many, many hosts today in talk radio see their purpose as doing whatever they can every minute of the show to prove that the left or the right, whichever side they're preaching to, is correct, and they use every issue out there. It becomes weaponized. It becomes politicized. The weather really shouldn't be political. It should be, there could be debate.
It's cold.
There could be debate in science. You know, if you step out of the world of news talk political radio and you step into the world of gardening, you step into the world of medicine, health, you step into all of these other sports world, the controversies are raging. The same game is played.
You know, the reason the Patriots are not doing well is because Mac Jones is a lousy quarterback. No, the reason they're not doing well is the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, is a lousy offensive coordinator. No, the reason they're not doing well is because Belichick has passed his time. No, the reason they're not doing well is because they're evil. I mean, I'm sure in the automotive world, there are geeks out there fighting over whether, you know, Toyota is better than Honda, or and they'll come up with whatever arcane aspect of current events within automotive conversation they can to prove their point.
All right, so here's...
Seeking victory at the expense of truth.
So, speaking of victory, this weekend I watched the first soccer game I've ever watched in my life. I was with my friend Uri Geller over in Tel Aviv. He's a huge soccer fan. Yeah. Everybody everywhere was talking about this game, the World Cup, and how these stars from wherever they came from, how they fit into their society, and watch. I actually got wrapped up in this, and I've never, my grandson plays soccer, and I go watch his matches, but I don't, you know, soccer to me is, I'm not a sports fanatic, no matter what the sport is.
You're not even a sports fanatic for good sports, let alone soccer.
No.
It's like you leave the United States and it's like the bizarro world. All these people are crazed over soccer and convinced
it's better than
American football.
And the money these guys are making, you know, we think that $30 million a year is a great deal. Some of these soccer players are making $100 million a year. Mm. And the fact that they're godlike creatures, it's just an amazing reality. And it is. If we did a worldwide talk radio countdown show, that'd probably be on it. But, you know, again, there's probably not as much interest as there is in what we call real football. All right, here we are, 28 after. This is the talk radio countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September of 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried a $250 million bail as he awaits his trial for 8 federal criminal charges related to the crypto investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, pleaded guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges and are cooperating with federal government officials. It's reported Sam's under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
You know, honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The message to the nation is there's a lot of hot stuff going on, even though it's cold.
No. Matter of fact, the cold is a hot topic.
The hot is a hot topic, right. And you got all the hot topics in our story list this week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week we go through for an hour all of the nuance of the people list and the story list and other things that tend to occupy our attention. The whole business about Dan Bongino. Remember earlier in the year we were talking about kind of what I said this. I think I said something like he's a flat-footed boob or some other thing. I know you wouldn't say that, but I said it because I thought he was ridiculous in all of his, you know, here's a guy that never really did talk radio before. He got a big contract with a big company. I would have thought that he would kiss the ground But he got into this big thing about the flu. And now, after his protestations, he said, I'm not going to do talk radio anymore in 18 months. Like, yeah. Okay. So, all right.
I'm not going to do it in 18 months, right?
Yeah.
18 months is a lifetime in this business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But, we do talk about a lot of the hosts and what they come up with. You know what I haven't asked you? I haven't talked to Sean for quite a long time, and I know you and he talk. Is it ever... He's got to be feeling uncomfortable in terms of his connection to Trump, and or do you just plow ahead and just keep the mantra going? Because I know he has a good personal relationship with Trump, and it has been a mainstay of his program, both on radio and television. But, you know, do you keep going with it until the ship sinks? I've often wondered, because I have great respect, great admiration. I like him. He's one of the most wonderful guys, warm, wonderful, appreciative of what he has going for him, and he's got a lot going for him. But at some point, do you pull the plug and before you have losses, or do you look at it that way? Is it going to hurt him? If Trump goes down, does that hurt him?
I don't think that if Trump goes down, it'll hurt Sean at all. Sean has been masterful on a historic level. And this is inside industry. This is the inside the industry view. He's been masterful on a historic level of making talk radio important.
Mm-hmm.
Making it important.
Yeah.
By most talk radio go, oh, I had an interview with the president. I'm important. Yeah. And, everybody seeks importance, relevance. That's why in our chart, our major brand chart, it's not the biggest, it's not the most listened to, it's the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America. Importance, relevance, influence. These are the things that everything's about. If you recall the history of the modern era of talk radio, back in the days of Jerry Williams and the Tea Party, and not the recent Tea Party, the one that was on the air, the whole thing was talk radio's important. Talk radio has influence. Sean Hannity took that concept to a height that nobody in the media ever did. He was advising the President of the United States personally in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Now that if he ever does another thing, Sean Hannity is gigantic from historical proportions about what really makes this whole industry tick, and that is relevance. So you can be sure this guy's smart enough to figure out how to handle the aforementioned Trump debacle of to stay with Trump, not to stay with Trump. And when Sean Hannity begins to pull away from Trump, that will be the canary in the coal mine that says Trump's finished.
Mm-hmm. You watch it and be very careful about it. Yep. So it is Christmas weekend as we're listening and doing this program. I was thinking of wondering what it would be like to take a sleigh ride with some of the people on the people list. Can you imagine getting a sleigh ride? Just go out for a sleigh ride with Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy or Carrie Lake.
Do you go on sleigh rides with your real friends? Is that how you...
I like to. I have on the farm over the years.
Right.
I've taken people out on hay rides. A couple of years we did it in sleighs. Well, we did it in the hay wagon. Mm. And I brought some of the people that I like the most in life. And I just wonder how likable some of these people are. I happen to like Liz Cheney. I find her fascinating. I happen to not like Carrie Lake. I don't find her fascinating. I think she's obnoxious. Some other people would tell you, hey, Carrie Lake, she's great. Liz Cheney, she's no good. But if you put together your own list of people that you'd like to go caroling with, would any of these characters be on that list? Would you like to go caroling with Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Elon Musk? Think they could care?
Elon Musk.
Just think about it in the terms of something silly. It's the time of year we're in, you know. I'm just thinking, okay, would I like to go singing in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy? I can't imagine any more of a waste of time than being in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy.
Oh,
This right? is so off the wall.
I mean, of course it is.
You know, yeah. It's like, hey, who would you like to sit and have a beer with?
Singing in a sleigh.
Right.
Hey, one Adolf. Horse open sleigh.
Hey, Adolf, let's sing. Yeah. It's like singing in a sleigh. That's hilarious. You just revealed a side of yourself that is so quaint. My goodness, it's you're really a nice guy. You think of terms of caroling.
But
do you go caroling?
Am I not nice because I think caroling would be a good singer?
I would think about, you know, who would I want to go for Chinese food with?
Well, that's yeah.
Or share a pizza with. But
would you want to go singing in a sleigh with Kevin McCarthy?
You know, there are a couple.
That's hilarious.
"'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and "All Through the House." There are a number of renditions of that are around, including one for Jewish friends. And I read one of them on the air the other day, and it was so much fun to go through all of the. As you know, many of the women in my life have been Jewish, and I know the Christmas stuff of going to the Chinese restaurant. It's almost like a what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a ritual.
Yeah, but it's also
Jewish people on Christmas go for Chinese food and go to a movie. Now, movies are no longer a ritual anywhere. But I remember I had an apartment on West 72nd Street in New York, and there was a little Chinese restaurant there, and they used to put their specials out on cardboard signs with magic marker. Okay, it was just a funky little joint, and it's... the holidays. We want to wish a happy holiday to all of our Jewish friends who support us during Christmas. That's kind of a thing that's sort of been a kind of an urban myth, but it's not a myth. Jews do go for Chinese food on Christmas.
It's just
part of the thing. The thing is, though, you know, Christmas, you said before Christ Mass, and I let it slide. You were talking about the religiosity of Christmas. I think that Christmas, as we celebrate it, is many different holidays, and I think that it's a secular holiday that basically is designed to celebrate the American capitalism, and that whenever you hear talk about Christmas and the news,
retailers are expecting Christmas. Yeah,
right. You know, from Black Friday on, and there's a secular commerciality to it, because if you look at most of the trappings of Christmas as we celebrate it in America, and I'm talking about even old timers like you and me growing up over the decades, it's always been about things that have nothing to do with Christianity or the Christian religion as a religion. It's more of a secular cultural thing. And I'm not diminishing Christmas's importance as a religion. I'm just observing how it's celebrated. Ironically, many, if not most, of the great songs about Christmas were written by Jewish songwriters.
Absolutely.
Much of the commercial aspects, and again, this is, I'm not knocking anybody, please, this is just an observation. Much of the trappings of Christmas in terms of Santa Claus and the whole... Santa Claus is not a religious figure. I don't see anything about Santa Claus in the Bible. But the retailers, Macy's, Gimbel's, the big department stores, Fifth Avenue, the Easter Parade, you know, it's all commercial, and the people behind that are not necessarily Catholics or Christians. There's all religions have contributed to the cultural trappings of Christmas as we celebrate it in America.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to pause for a moment, then I'm eager. Your interview this week, the Michael Harrison interview, I'm a big fan of the subject matter of your interview. So we'll talk about who Michael has talked to this week right after these words here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
47 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we talk about talk. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, also does interviews with usually notable talk radio personalities or people from the business. Not always. He always comes up with something good that we can talk about, and the subject matter of your current interview is with a person that I have great regard for. I get a kick out of where he came from. How he got to where he is? Does he talk about that? We're talking about George Norrie, who does Coast to Coast. How does what's going on with him these days?
George Norrie runs a show 4 hours a day. 2 hours of it is basically news talk, and the other 2 hours is the unknown, the paranormal, the mysterious. And we discussed a little bit about the state of the business. We talked about the evolution of the concept of conspiracy theories and whether they're a good thing, a bad thing, or what kind of thing they are. And then we talked specifically about what came before the Big Bang and this concept known as the Fermi paradox, which ties into, are there aliens out there with intelligence beyond Earth? Very interesting. MHinterview.com, the other side of George Norrie.
So does he really think, I've had lunch with him on any number of occasions. He lives in the valley out here in Los Angeles and has a very interesting way of looking. He spends a lot of time preparing his program.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I went caroling on a sleigh ride with him last week. And
of course you did, yes.
He revealed all kinds of insights into how he runs his show.
But does he think he's lucky because of how he came in? He was Art Bell's replacement, sort of, right?
He was a replacement that wasn't even a replacement because he was into that kind of thing.
He is into it.
Oh, yeah. He was an Emmy-winning television news producer.
Out in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
From St. Louis? Yeah.
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. And he's a good broadcaster. And, you know, I've always felt that the paranormal is a potentially major plank of what talk radio could and even should be.
Yep.
So he's got kind of a monopoly on a topic that, and I asked him about that. He said, yeah, I think about it all the time. I'm glad I don't have that many competitors.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The MH Interview, Michael Harrison with George Norrie. This week you can find it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frosty the Snowman.
Remember the
jolly
movie about Frosty the Snowman? Actually, there were a couple of movies about Frosty the Snowman. And what better place to talk about movies regarding Frosty the season than to bring Chuck Curry in here, our movie man. It's Movie Moments on the Good Day program. And you are not interested in talking about... well, maybe you are. You started with Frosty the Snowman, so... how far back does that movie go?
Well, I'm talking about the cartoon, the original cartoon, which aired in the year 1969, I believe, on CBS. I used to watch it all the time as a kid. Couple weeks always they showed it before Christmas on CBS up until a few years ago when they sold it off to streaming. This year it's only on a free platform, streaming service called Freeform. I actually watched it yesterday in my ice cream parlor on the TV. I still think it holds up beautifully. It's a perfect 25 minutes of storytelling and animation that was a staple of certainly my childhood. I didn't notice that Jackie Vernon, the voice of Frosty, was a stand-up comic. I just actually read that.
That either. Really?
And Jimmy Durante, who was a narrator, that was his last appearance in any form of acting. But I thought Jack Vernon was a great voice of Frosty, and that's an example of where you can actually tell a really good story in 25 minutes with a beginning, middle, and end that has an emotional resonance, and I think that was a great cartoon. Now, here's what I would watch Christmas, going into Christmas, 10 things I'd watch to get me in the mood to Christmas, Doug. You ready?
All right.
Number 10, Happy Days, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Guess Who's Coming for Christmas, which was Season 2, Episode 11, originally aired December 17, 1974, which bonded the character of Fonzie with the Cunningham family. That was a great piece of television. Number 9, Charlie Brown Christmas, which originally aired December 9, 1965, again, a perennial favorite on CBS, which is no more. Number 8, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Boris Koloff is that voice of Grinch. Again, great 25 minutes of animation. Number 7, Die Hard from 1988. There's a saying on Facebook, it's not Christmas Eve until Hans Gruber falls out of the Nakatomi building. I completely agree. Number 6, Frosty the Snowman. I mean, Family Man, with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone. That movie has really grown on me over the years, and I gotta tell you, I'm a big fan of Tia Leone. I think she's great in that movie.
I do too.
Number 5 is Frosty the Snowman. Number 4, Night of the Meek, which is a Twilight Zone episode, with Art Carney as a department store Santa, originally aired December 23rd, 1960. I love that episode. Great piece of television. Number 3, Scrooge with Bill Murray, Like a Fine Wine. This movie from 1988 has gotten better and better over the years. Number 2, I'm going to go with Home Alone 2 over 1, simply because I like the setting of New York City, and Macaulay Culkin is equally as good in Part 2 as he is in 1. And number 1, Doug, what do you think it is? It's A Wonderful Life, the perennial Christmas movie, which I think might be the greatest movie ever produced. Packs an emotional wallop, especially if you see it with an audience in a revival theater. I just simply love that film.
So, what is this? Going forward,
don't
you wish there were some movies being produced like the things you were just talking about? Not necessarily.
Well, here's the thing. They produced, okay, on Apple TV, I didn't see it, but they produced a movie called Spirited with Will Ferrell and what's his name? Ryan Reynolds, right? Which is a big Christmas. It's a riff on Scrooge. Has more comedic elements. That's a big production movie. But who's going to watch it on Apple TV? I mean, there's going to be some people, but the majority of everybody will never see that movie, unfortunately. I mean, they're always going to produce some sort of Christmas movies. There's so many to list, some good, some bad, some indifferent. But no matter what Christmas movie was ever produced, it's going to get airplay this time of year.
Yeah. Well, and almost to the point of you wonder who's watching this stuff. I know I don't watch it. I've seen the same things over and over and over and over and over again. So if I'm looking for something, if I have time before I go to bed at night, I might watch an hour's worth of something from one of the cable channels or find something, you know, on Showtime or Apple Plus or something like that to watch, because I think that the same old Christmas things are just that, the same old Christmas things.
And that's okay. I just want to see when things are produced and they're good, let's put them in theaters for a mass audience appeal.
This has to start. We've got to change the reality of that stuff.
Well, Merry Christmas, Doug.
Merry Christmas to you, Chucker, and your daughter and your wife and your family and all the folks that come to your store in
East
Stroudsburg. Yes. All right. Yeah, Merry Christmas, obviously, to the audience. 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.